Good morning, GWA Backstage. It's Lexi, and I'm here to answer my GWA Backstage AMA. It's going to be fun, and honestly, I'm just really excited. I actually have some questions to answer. Thank you, everyone, for sending questions. I was honestly afraid there was going to be none, because I am a shy, small little thing, and I don't talk to a lot of people, but people ask questions, and now I'm very happy. And also very sleepy, because like I said, it's morning, I just woke up. This will be fun. Lego. And I'm looking at these on mobile, and I don't know why they're ordered in the way that they're supposed to be. And the little ordering button won't work, so these questions can be in a really random order. Okay. CHL Phil asks, do you have any hobbies? I was asked this question like 2 weeks ago in another AMA, and I will answer it the same way. My hobby is food. Above all else, my profession, my hobby, and my love, all food. I love food a lot, oh my gosh. And I eat it, and I bake it, and I read about it. I would say one of my main hobbies is reading, but I'm not gonna lie, most of the books I read in like the past year have been cookbooks or books on gastronomical science. Food has taken over my life. I also record as a hobby, though I don't do it as much as I try to. And is children a hobby? Because I like children a lot, and that is how I spend a lot of my time, babysitting. I think if anyone would have children as a hobby, it's me, because I do love kids a lot. What is your dream vacation? I like vacations where I can stay home, like in bed. Can my dream vacation be like a week where I can stay in bed and no one's going to judge me? Because that would be great. I'd also like to go to Tokyo. Or do I just be in Japan? No, I really, really like Tokyo because there's lots of really good kaiseki restaurants there that I really want to try. And of course, sushi. Although I think they moved Tsukiji Fish Market to another area of Japan. So it might not be there anymore, which would be sad. And also, there are maid cafes in Akihabara where there are cute girls dressed as maids. And then there's dessert. I really like those places. I went to one when I was like 13 and I didn't fully appreciate it because I didn't know I was bi then. But now I do. And I'm like, maids, cute girls, we're going to sing little songs to make my food taste better. And then I'm going to have an ice cream sundae. It's going to be magical. Not to mention maid cafes are filled with stuffed animals, or at least the one I went to was. Also, I really like Harajuku because all the cool Japanese fashion trends basically start there, and it's really cool to look at. You could just like sit there and watch all the people go by and like look at how they're dressed, and it would keep you occupied for hours. Wow, this is gonna be a really rambly audio, I can tell. Oh my god. If you could travel to any time period, where would you go? The future. The past sort of sucks. And you don't want to get caught there. You go too far, and then you might get burned at the stake for witchcraft. Or you might, I don't know, you might bring some sort of strain of cold that kills everyone. You could be the harbinger of the new bubonic plague. Because evolution against all those old evolution and diseases and smart things that normally I know how to talk about, but not right now. Okay. Myth of Bacon asked, what is the strangest thing you have ever seen in person? Well, I haven't seen a lot of things in person, mostly because I don't go out much. But I did see this really weird thing on Tumblr the other day that I'm still very, very confused about. It's, I assume all of you know Pingu, the little penguin, the little claymation penguin that goes noot noot. Well, I saw on Tumblr the other day there was something in the Pingu animation by that same team, except for some reason, heads were exploding. And then I went back to the beginning of the video, and the animation team that did Pingu, for God knows what reason, also did a Pingu remake of The Thing. The Thingu, if you will. And knowing that, I watched all of it, and I am still so confused. But delighted. Is there a work of art that caused you to reevaluate your outlook on life or humanity? If so, what was it and how did that go? I feel like the people that know me are gonna just facepalm at this answer, but probably Cinderella. And the second I said that, I can hear at least two people just groaning at me because I talk about nothing but Cinderella. And it's all I've been watching for like the past few months now. But Cinderella, the 1950 version and the 2015 version really mean a lot to me and influence the way I tried to live and tried to treat people. Because when I was little, Cinderella was my first Disney movie, and it really meant a lot to me becoming a princess when I was little. When I was little, I wanted to be a princess, and I haven't really stopped wanting to be a princess, as I'm sure you can tell by my username. And the 2015 Cinderella really changed a lot of things for me, because recently I had... Well, not recently. In the past, like, year and a half, I had this sort of revelation about my life and how it was going. And that revelation made... I think I'm being too vague about this. I don't... My parents... I grew up in an emotionally abusive household, which is hard to admit, and I'm not sure I really want to say that, but I did, and this got real personal, real quick. Fun times. Okay. I grew up in an emotionally abusive household, mostly by my mother. And so it took me a really long time to come to terms with that. I didn't really start acknowledging the A word until about a year ago. I still call it the A word because it makes me uncomfortable. And I didn't really start acknowledging that that word could possibly be could possibly be used at me until a year ago. And so a few months ago, I'm looking for a movie to watch, and I'm watching Cinderella. And a lot of things just click for me. Sorry, my throat. A lot of things just sort of clicked in my mind as I was watching that. The reminder that Cinderella wasn't just a princess, she was also a survivor. And the 2015 movie really makes an emphasis on that. About how she is a survivor, not just princess, and really builds on the original story. So much that if anyone were to ask me a favorite fictional character, it would probably be her, because she's strong, and she's faithful, and she is kind, and she lives by the tenet to have courage and be kind, because being loving and being good takes a lot of strength, and there is something magical about that, about being kind even when people have hurt you, and how there's strength in forgiveness and in forgiving people, and how forgiving people is good for you, it's good for everyone. It's watching Cinderella, at least both of them, but at least the new one, I like to think made me a bit more of a positive person, or at least tried to be. I want to be like Cinderella, so I'm trying to be a better person, which, God, makes me sound like a child. Oh, I'm 5 years old. I don't know how long I just went on about Cinderella. I don't want to look at the time for this audio. If you only would, asked, you have the choice of moving your favorite holiday to your birthday, or vice versa. Which one would you choose? See, I'm not entirely sure what that means. Does that mean that my birthday would just be on the same day as Valentine's Day? Or does that mean that my birthday would become February 14th and Valentine's Day would become March 15th? I probably should have asked about the wording of this question, so I'm confused. But I probably wouldn't, because I really hate my birthday. Just reasons and stuff. I hate my birthday. My birthday is always a really shitty day. It just is. I always feel shitty that day. Most that day, I prefer to stay holed up in my room and wait for it to pass. It's not a fun day. You have the choice of moving your favorite holiday to your birthday or vice versa. But then again, maybe I would make my birthday February 14th, because then it would come faster and then it would get through with it sooner. And then a month later, I've had Valentine's Day to make me happy. Or is that what the wording of this question means? I'm honestly just so confused. I'm confused like all the time. I tried to answer that if only you would. I'm so sorry. You are a famous singer. What era / country would you choose to be famous in? More of my friends are going to be very exasperated with me after this answer, but I would probably like to be famous in Korea, because that's where all the really cute boys are and the really cute girls. If I could be famous and meet AOA, that would be great. I would love that. Given the fact, you know, I don't speak a word of Korean. Nothing, and I don't speak a word of anything but English. So, bleh. Also, you've heard me sing. This is a fun question. Any quirky daily routines that only you do and nobody else? I don't think so. I've actually been considering this question because I've been trying to think, and my aunt and my friends tell me that you are a small, weird, quirky person. You have lots of little quirks and things that you do, but when asked, I can't really think of any. Which I hate that. Don't you hate it when you're asked something like that, and then someone's like, what's your favorite book? And suddenly you've forgotten every book you have ever read. This is one of those times. I am so sorry. Dystopian. A town is taken over by rebel forces, and you're the person who supplies blank. Would you try to form an uprising / revolution? I don't see that happening. I am not an uprising sort of person. I am a lawful good character. I don't like I do like revolution. I don't like being part of a revolution. Mm-mm. My little heart can't take that. But at the same time, that would be good, because dystopian and terrible things. I think if I had a partner, I would. Someone that would actually run it. Because me, I'm not good at those. I'm not good at leading things, basically. Lip parade. Since the Summer Olympics are going on right now, which sports would you be good at? See, this question bothers me a little bit, because it doesn't say which sport would you like to participate in, or like which sport do you wish you could play. It asks which sport would you be good at, and the answer is none. I'm good at no sports. It is very sad. And it's not, and I have tried. I played soccer and basketball, and I tried gymnastics one time. It did not go well. Tried archery one time. It did not go well. I am not a sports type. Can my sport just be watching the sports happening? Because I can do that, sort of. I get bored really quickly during the Olympics. So I wouldn't even really be good at that. That's sad. If your life was a TV show, what would the theme song be? How many of y'all know Oran High School Host Club? Because If you do know that, I feel like most of you know that. If you do know it, then you know what I'm thinking of. I'm thinking of the obnoxiously pink, cheerful Kiss Kiss Fall in Love theme song. And it's not even particularly accurate, but if my life were a TV show, that is how I would want my TV show to start. And it'd be magical. The type of theme song that everyone sort of hates, but when it comes on, you can't help singing it every week anyway, because it's adorable. What is your favorite outfit? I sort of have like 6 different outfits. Because I have different outfits for different I have different pairs of clothing for different situations, depending on how I need to feel on that day. Like, if I need to feel confident, but it's cold outside, I wear this outfit. And if I need to feel cute, I wear this outfit. So, I have like 5 different outfits for that. Do normal people do that? I'm not sure normal people do that, but oh well. I think my favorite one would probably be this blue sundress I have that has flowers on it. I think it has peonies on it. I'm not entirely sure what flowers they are. I think they're peonies. They're these white and purple flowers. Very pretty. And it cinches at the waist, so it's very flattering for my figure. And then I wear it with my gray cardigan, my gray slippers. And it's a nice length. It's not too short, but it's not too long either. So it makes me feel pretty when I wear that dress. Most of my favorite outfits are sundresses, because that's what I wear, like, every day. Sundresses and cardigans and my flats. I am a 90s housewife. No, not 90s. 50s. Why did I say 90s? I meant 50s housewife. Erudescent Utopia. Avi, my darling. Asked, do you have any recommendations for brands of frying pans to look into? Let's see. Well, frying pan brands are different than knife brands, because knife quality does depend a lot on the brand, I have found. But frying pans, not so much. Frying pans, I find to be more, tend to be more uniform throughout the brands. Although, I will say that, Salphalon, am I saying that right? I was pulling it up just now because I was looking at it. Yeah, Salphalon is a really good brand of kitchen tools. Is a really good brand of kitchen tools. They also make knives and they also make lots of other things. They also make frying pans and they're a really high quality brand. So I've never used their frying pans before, but because of the name, I trust them. Also, any frying pan that is NSF certified is going to be good enough, because that's the certification that kitchen tools need to be, like, commercially used. Is it NSF? I'm going to have to look at that later when I'm not recording this, because I'm not sure I'm saying it right. I think I am, but I will double check. Yeah, Salphalon or any NSF certified frying pan will be good. What is the culinary creation that you look back on with most pride? I don't know if y'all listened to my food questionnaire. I know Avi did, so he knows what I'm talking about. But the pastry that got me into wanting to bake, that inspired the change of heart in me, was mini king cakes. And I'm not going to try to say the French, because y'all know how badly that went last time. I'm not going to try it again. Y'all thought it was cute, but I thought it was embarrassing. I'm not going to do it. Mm-mm. And I think even though the puff pastry was store-bought and the frangipan wasn't smooth because I didn't have a food processor, I am still really proud of that. I think just not even really because of the quality of the treat, but just for sentimental reasons. And because it was for my friend's birthday, and because everyone said it was delicious, and because you could smell the custard and the puff pastry all throughout the floor and the floor below. I think I'm most proud of that one because of that. And maybe still on, no matter what, I think I'll always look back at that one really fondly. What's an audio idea that you've never seen posted before that you think you'd want to see? Huh. Well, before you ask that, I never really thought about that. I'm not a very creative child. I don't really think of ideas or think of audios I want to see. But I do really like jealous boyfriend audios. I don't know why. I feel like there's some psychology behind that kink of mine, but I don't know what it is. I really like jealous boyfriend audios. But you know the typical jealous boyfriend audio. It always sort of ends up with really rough sex and lots of possessiveness and growling. And although that is great, I am always about the possessive growling. Always. Don't get me wrong. But I think just one time, it would be really nice if the jealousy led into the sort of emotional, vulnerable sex that, okay, I'm trying to, I really should have thought these answers through before I answered this. Because jealousy, when you think about it, is at its core, it's because you're vulnerable. It's because you're afraid. Only most times. Sometimes it is just possessiveness and all those angry feelings, but lots of times, and even perhaps at the core of those possessive angry feelings, is vulnerability, being afraid of losing that one that you care for. And maybe just an audio that just, like, tapped into that. Because vulnerability is always really nice to hear. Sometimes just that sentimental emotion of, please don't leave me, I need you, is nice to hear. Nice to be reminded. Or that's just me being sentimental, and probably I did not even explain that right. let's see. Nakato wants to play. Hi, Nakato. Asks, what or who would you say is your spirit animal? Instinctively, I want to say bunnies, because I really love bunnies. But then there's going to be all the jokes that bunnies do nothing but fuck. So I'm not sure I want to invite that in. Maybe koalas. Don't koalas just sit there all day and eat eucalyptus leaves? Because I'd be about that, you know, not the eucalyptus leaves part, because I hate eucalyptus. Lions, maybe? I'd like to think myself as a lion, like a mama lion. Care for the children, very tough. Tougher than people think. But I'm not gonna lie, most of the people I know would probably say I'm a chihuahua. I'd like to think I'm a mother lion, so that's how I'm answering this. Thank you. What is the hardest word for you to pronounce? anyone that heard my food questionnaire is going to say the French term for king cake, which I will try here, is galette de rois. How do you make French R sounds? Galette de rois. Blah. There's also this one word that I apparently say wrong. And the people close, near and close to me will never let me forget it. I say O-R-C-H-R-D as orchard. And I am just learning about 20 years into life that it's orchard. Which, before now, I don't think I've ever heard it said this way. I've just said it orchard. Like orchid. Makes sense. There are other words that are said that. Orchid is a precedent. I did have to look up words that had that same ch k sound to prove my point. And I still did not win that argument. My best friend still makes fun of me every time I say orchid. She asks me to say it sometimes because it's funny. She's very mean. There was another. What is your most favorite dessert? Oops, that was already asked. What about your most hated dessert? Okay, so I'm on audio candy. I'm a mod of audio candy, and my flair over there is cotton candy flavored, which is sort of appropriate because it's pink and it's fluffy and it's sweet and it's sugary. It's also one of my least favorite desserts, which is amusing to me. I don't like cotton candy, because it is pink and fluffy and sweet, but it's also just sweet. It's literally just sugar. Sometimes there's some extract like grape or pink. Most of the time it's not even that. It's just pink. The pink is not a flavor. That's just the color. It's literally just sugar. And that bothers me because just sugar, your tongue gets used to that, and then the texture is also weird. I don't like texture of cotton candy. It's weird. Texture stuff. Bleh. But also, I don't like the fact that the flavor is just sugar. If something wants to be a good dessert, there has to be more flavors in there. There has to be more components, something to complicate it, some flavors that need to complement each other. Cotton candy is just sugar, and I don't like it. I will eat, like, maybe 2 bites of it, and then I'll be like, I'm done. Can't do this. Lil Mako asks, what is your ideal princess outfit? I was talking about Harajuku earlier, and that's probably, in Harajuku, one of the many fashion trends that started there, there's one called Fairy Kei. So I think it's K. And it's a style where it's very much normal stylish clothes, like cute skirts and cute shoes, but they're all pastel colored, like light pinks and blues and purples, and very cutesy accessories. It's very stylish, but it's very pastel and pretty, hence the name Fairy. So if I could just like dress in that like all the time, like my ideal princess outfit would be like a cute skirt and blouse and cute shoes, all in like these pastel pinks and maybe with like sparkles. Like if I could have not sequins. I hate sequins. I think they're tacky. But lots of glitter. I love glitter. What is your favorite meal / snack / blah 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 / dessert? Oh, that's really, really hard because, I really like my favorite meal. One of my favorite meals is okonomiyaki, which I've not had in a while, but I should make. It's really delicious and it's comfort food, and Japanese food is always one of my favorite things ever. And also, you can make it like as a family. Like what they do in Japan is they set you at the grill. They set you at the table that has a grill on it, and you order the ingredients, and then you mix it up together, and then you grill it yourself. It's a fun sort of family experience kind of thing. It's nice. I also like sushi. I also like risotto. I have lots of different favorite meals. And snacks. One of my favorite snacks right now is strawberries with whipped cream. And I will eat that. I will eat nothing but that for hours, and I will justify it by hand whipping the cream. Like, I got this workout. I deserve this. Mm-hmm. And dessert. Oh, I have so many favorite desserts. I really like cream puffs. And I also like chocolate. I love chocolate. And then eclairs are fun. I've been working with pâte à choux lately, and it's fun. I like making pâte à choux. Well, also, I've been looking at those really fancy petit gâteaux on Facebook, because they just show up on my Facebook, and I'll just be looking at these small, beautiful cakes. And, oh, then there are cakes with mirror glaze that I've never even had before, but I'm close to saying that they're my favorite because they're so beautiful. I've been meaning to try it lately. It's not really that hard. It's white chocolate and gelatin and corn syrup. And food coloring, of course. So I think I will actually try that soon. But of course, I might try a vegetarian option that has agar instead of gelatin, maybe, because a friend of mine. And that'll be fun. And now I am hungry. Fudge. I still have some ways to go, right? I do. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I got distracted thinking about how hungry I am. How did you find GWA? Realsies, the second I turned 18, I was like, yay, I can legally look at all the porn. I just threw down my phone to in excitement and it hit my ankle and it hurts. I regret that. What was I saying? But yeah, when I turned 18, I was like, yay, I can legally look at all the porn. Let's go find all the porn that I can watch. Or all the subreddits I can join now because I am legal. And I'm not, and when I did that, I did all the things. I started posting on Gone Wild, which was a long time ago in my life. That was a time ago. They're all gone now, hopefully. Who knows? And I found GWA, like, the day after. Just when I turned 18, I went on this huge porn tangent. And I'm not ashamed of that, really. Who is your favorite artist? Well, I don't think I have any favorite visual artist. I don't think. Do I? No, not really. I like some artists on Tumblr, but that's really it. Favorite musical artist would probably be 21 Pilots. I really like their lyrics. And the lead singer, Tyler Joseph, he writes all the lyrics, and he's just so cool to me because he writes a lot of music about, like, struggling with mental health and about just how hard it is being, well, it's basically emo music, and I love it. The lyrics are gorgeous, and it makes me feel better. Okay, Mystery Stoker questions. Yay! I was nervous to answer these. Okay, you have a hot date this evening and things get physical. What do you wear? Like I said, I have certain outfits that I wear for certain situations, and I would probably just wear one of those. Not because I'm expecting to get some, because I want, well, I might wear one, but because when situations make me nervous, one of the things I fall back on for comfort are the clothes I wear, because I wear the same clothes over and over. I have a wardrobe. That's the word I'm looking for. I have a wardrobe that is very familiar to me at this point, because I don't get new clothes very often. So I would wear probably one of my sundresses and my cardigans, because if I have a date and things get physical, I am probably a nervous wreck, and I would fall back on that familiar thing to bring me comfort and stability. Does that make sense? Probably doesn't make sense. I wouldn't... Can you tell I've never really gone on a date before? I've gone on one date before. It was with my best friend. We played video games and made out. How often do you masturbate and how? I can't believe I just said that question out loud in my house. I feel the need to, like, turn around and just see if my aunt is home. I checked 3 times if she was home before I recorded, but still. It's like this whenever I record, too. I'm just a nervous wreck. I probably masturbate, like, once a day. Is it once a day? Maybe once every 2 days. No, I think once a day. It sort of averages out to that. Because some days I'll go, like, without... And then I'll masturbate twice the next day. So it does sort of even out to that. And how? I just... Usually I will be bored and I'll be trying to go to sleep, so I'll pull up a GWA audio and play with my clit till I come, basically. Because vaginal penetration still scares me a lot. I'm scared of lots of things, and that is one of them. Do you enjoy anal? Again, looking over my shoulder. I don't know. I've never... tried it. Not really. But I like the idea. Well, I like the idea of it in context to double penetration, because double penetration sounds like lots of fun, even though really scary. And I'm not even going to say probably. It definitely is painful, but it sounds really cool. So in that context, I do. In a just anal context, meh. I'd be willing to try that. Not sure I would like it, but I'd be willing to try. What is the kinkiest fuck you've ever had? None, because I'm a virgin. I'm not sure if I don't know. I just get weird heebie-jeebies admitting that. Yeah, so never, because that. I'm a small, awkward bean. I'm so sorry. What's the kinkiest fuck you ever want to have? Probably something with double penetration in it. Or shibari. Shibari looks really fun and really pretty. That would be nice. And chokers. Not chokers, collars. Why would I say chokers? Because I was thinking about the question that I answered the other day about choker. I'm confused. Those are three things I really like and would be fun. But then again, I really don't know because I have no real expectations to set it against because never done the thing. And I don't even know why I'm calling it the thing because I am internally 5 years old. How much cum do you estimate has ever been spilled in your honor, and how does that make you feel? See, I wouldn't really know, because how much does a normal man ejaculate, and how much... See, there are lots of factors that go towards that question, such as how many to put it, and how the volume, and the density, and... See, when you asked me that, I immediately wanted to approach it from a scientific standpoint, which involves lots of numbers and the factoring of the different variables. And now I am genuinely curious how much cum has been spilled in my honor, and I want to know really badly. But I imagine it's a large amount because of the GWA posting and because of the GW posting I did when I was 18. Because I would get lots of views on my imager albums. Probably because I posted on GW and, what was it, Asians Gone Wild, which is frighteningly popular. So I would get, like, at least 6,000 views on each album. At most, one time I got 25. So I'm going to round up and say a lot. And that should squick me out a little bit. No, that's pretty cool. I am happy about that. Oh, this thing is a mess. I'm hungry, princess. And is this the last one? This is the last one. Okay. Ask, what is your favorite bedtime story? Can I say Cinderella again? Or honestly, I just really... Anything as a bedtime story, as long as it's read with a nice soft voice and a soft manner, is probably going to be really nice to me. I mean, I listen to Pillow Talk Audio and Audio Candy all the time. Like, I will listen to those audios to sleep, no matter what. So I don't think I'm really picky about that, nor do I have a favorite one. As a princess, do you have a mommy, daddy, or caregiver? I do. I was excited about this question because I do have a mommy. She's my best friend. And we're platonic because she has a boyfriend and she's not into me like that. But we're like best friends and she's my mommy and I love her a lot. Some of you have heard about her because her name's, I call her Other Lexi because her name is also Lexi. So I call her Other Lexi so people don't get confused. People get confused anyway. Sometimes they think I'm talking about myself and I look a little bit more unhinged than I already am until I confirm that no, there is another person named Lexi. Not talking about myself. I'm not crazy, which is a lie. I am a little crazy, but whatever. I'm rambling now. She's my mommy and I love her a lot because she's always looking out for me and she's always trying to get me to be independent and make decisions on my own because that's really, really hard for me. And I talk to her like every day and we Skype lots and we'll play video games and she loves me even when I do terribly at Portal 2 because guys, I promise you, I am terrible at Portal 2. You know what this audio says about me? That I'm an airhead. And I promise you, I'm an airhead in all factors of my life. It shows especially in Portal 2. She has endless patience for me. Even when I fall asleep, when we're playing it, that did happen last week. I felt really bad, but I just kept falling asleep in Skype. And it's great because when I fall asleep on Skype, she takes pictures because she says I look cute. And that makes me happy. Even though I hate pictures of me sleeping, it still makes me happy because she thinks I'm cute. And she says I'm cute all the time, which makes me happy. And sometimes she saves my selfies because she says I'm cute and I'm pretty, which makes me happy. And she makes me happy in general. I love her lots. I'm gonna stop now. I didn't breathe during that entire rant. That's probably not good for me. Are you a little in your daily life? How about in the bedroom? Well, Alexi would probably say, yes, you're a little in your daily life. You're a little all the time. Or actually, wait, no, she did answer this for me yesterday. What did she say? I was talking, but again, I also just woke up. I think she was saying, like, you're basically little all the time, but when you have to be big, you can be, even though I hate it. I hate being big. It hurts me. Also, I'm just bad at it. Where was this? Yeah, so, like, when I'm with her, I'm really little, usually, because she gives me a safe space to be so. But when I'm with other people, and when I have responsibilities to do, I do have to go be big. And when I get back to her, automatically, I'm like, take care of me, please. And I'll be a whiny baby. I am a whiny baby in real life, guys. It hurts me. I am. It's sad. And bleh. Yeah, I am pretty little in normal life, usually. Little in the bedroom, however, I don't really know. Because no experience there. Don't know how to answer this. Can't see me, but I'm doing this nervous little dance move with jazz hands because I don't know what I'm doing. Blah. And double checking that is all the questions. I answered Lil Mako, I answered CHL Phil, answered Nikado, answered Avi, answered Myth of Bacon, answered If Only You Would, answered Come With Me Princess, and da-ba-da. That's it. Yay. Got it. Thank you all for listening, and thank you all for, or maybe you're not listening, maybe at this point you stopped listening, because I wouldn't blame you in all honesty. Thank you all for submitting questions. I was really happy you did, and I hope after this I'll be brave enough to, like, interact with y'all more and make friends, because I really like making friends, and that's part of the reason I joined GBO Backstage, to make friends, but I've been really shy up till now, and I feel bad, but hopefully, yeah, now. Oh, and Alexi, my mommy, asked me to pass on a message. She says hi, and thank you all for taking care of me and loving me and being my friend. Okay, bye.